Any other comments or questions about Year of Synergy? Yes.
I just wanted to speak a little, share a little about the world. And I noticed in a cartoon in a newspaper from the end of the year the other day, and it was a it was really interesting. It was a bearded man, and he had on him an hourglass, so he represented time, and he had a big hat on that said 2006. So he was the year of 2006, and he was passing on the world to a baby who had the hat on that said 2007. So passing on the year, and it had a on the world that had a firework or a bomb, and it was lit, and so it was basically, and the man was worn out, and his face was really grim and sad, and the baby was just all happy, and said something like, "No, this is not a birthday candle," to the innocent baby, who, the eager young 2007, and it made me think of the year of emergence and just how much it's like the world feels like it's like a pressure cooker and it's about to blow in a lot of ways, in a lot of places in the world, the Middle East. And, anyway, I just wanted to share that from year of emergence. And question from just year of synergy. So the synergy is that the our choices is the or is reflected back to us quickly, and that's the synergy is where we put our energy, that coupled with our consciousness, that's the synergy. And
play the tape again.
Okay, I'll just listen to it again.
We'll play it a few times. Okay. Synergy is, it's like a magical power, an exponential expansion that happens when two or more individual things come together and work as a whole. The new whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts. Let's say this equals 5 and this equals 5. You would think they equal 10. But when you add synergy to them, because of the unique qualities of these two balls of 5, you put them together and they become 500. That's synergy. It's like a form of alchemy. It transcends the laws of physics, but yet includes them at the same time. You look all puzzled still.
Do
you get it?
Yeah.
So because of synergy, this 5 and this 5 do not equal 10. They might equal 10,000 or 500. But individually, they're 5 and 5. And so that energy is my gift to the world this year. So how you use it determines how it affects you. Does that make more sense?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
You have the choice and the power to draw the right people and circumstances and habits and practices to your life, to apply them, to draw them, to create them, to manifest them, to apply them, to implement them, to unite them. And the result of that, the consequence of that, will be exponentially greater than it ever has been in your life, and on the collective level in this world as well. And you'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
You will see it. Any other questions or comments about your life personally, or general question, or global question?
America seems to wreak such havoc on the world, just like in terms of warfare, the artillery shells are diffused uranium, which puts a radioactive cloud in the country, and even our soldiers, they come back, and then the radioactivity is, with the winds, is carried to neighboring countries, and the endless things that we do, which, frankly, I never was that aware of it. I guess I was just clueless, like so many. But it's so scary to me of what we're doing, what this country is doing to the world. And I just wanted to know what the effect is.
Well, it's be of less value for me to tell you what the effect is. You already spoke the effect, as it would be for me to tell you what you can do about it. Wouldn't that be more valuable? You already answered your question what the effect is. You answered it very clearly. What you can do about it is, I go back to perhaps Gandhi's most famous quote, "Be the change you wish to see in others." Do you know what that means?
Well, it's pretty obvious.
Well,
change.
How? In what ways? I mean, tailored to your question. What specific changes in you can alleviate the very things you just described? Radioactive waste, fallout, ravaging warfare on other countries emanating from this country. How can your, what personal changes in your specific life can alleviate some of those horrors?
Be more loving.
Correct. Anybody else? Any suggestions?
Self-service.
Compassion.
Obedience.
Obedience, compassion, selfless service.
Live a cleaner life.
Live a cleaner life.
Stop the war inside.
Stop the war inside. All good answers, all valid. Conserve energy, conserve resources. Mm. Be kind to all living things, plants, animals, people. Remember, what governments do, be it the U.S. government or other governments, is simply a reflection. The collective is a reflection of the sum of all the individuals. We is made up of a group of collection of eyes. So how does we change? People all want to talk about we, you know, this country, us, we. We is simply a number of eyes. The only way we change is by many, many eyes changing. And the many all start with one. All it takes is one. That one is you. You've also heard me say, you're one who's very fond of some of my quotes. You've heard me say on numerous occasions, countless occasions, that the liberation of one soul from the wheel, from the labyrinth of separation, increases the light quotient of this planet more than any other event, happening, circumstance, achievement in creation. The liberation of one soul. You've always given me the flashy wow over that one. So think about it. But don't think about it in terms of liberation. Oh, I'm not enlightened, so that doesn't apply to me. No, because liberation is made up of an infinite number of loving choices in each moment. So the more of those you make, the more you become and move toward liberating yourself from ever living in the experience or the illusion of separation again. In point of fact, the only thing, or the most powerful thing, and in some respects the same, that is sustaining this planet right now in its darkest hour is the fact that it has so many liberated beings upon it. The number of avatars walking on the planet right now is like never before. The number of living masters, of God-realized beings, like never before. The fact that so many of them are embodied on the planet right now is what's sustaining it in the midst of such horror, such darkness in so many human hearts. Which, of course, when I say darkness, I mean fear and feelings of separateness and, and self-negative thoughts, feelings, words, emotions, actions, choices, opinions, ideas, and beliefs. That light quotient is sustaining and holding the planet as it moves through that wormhole to break through and emerge. So the more choices you make that are holy, purely kind and loving, the more you become part of that light force and transmute and transcend all those very things you just described. You see? Very easy. That's the exciting game to play. See the impact that your choices can have on a collective level, on a cosmic level. That's playing in the big leagues. It's too easy to just sit in a chair and point a finger at me and say, oh, well, look what you're doing. Well, what about what you're doing? What makes us any different? What is the difference between you and me?
You're more loving, more compassionate, more serving.
Sort of true. Not that I am more, but that I choose to be more often than you have chosen in the past to be. But I don't have more capacity to love than you do, or ability to love than you do. I've just chosen it more frequently than you have in the past. It's the only difference. The same amount of God lives in every cell of creation. And I don't just mean people. Every plant, every fiber, every stone, every grain of sand, every molecule of air, all contains the same living essence of God. The more you recognize it, that truth, the more you practice it, the more you live it and honor that, the more you become it, and the more everything else realizes itself as God as well. It's all choice. And it's so, so easy. Remember, it's way more difficult to be non-loving than to be loving. That's why people get sick and people age and die. Because you're an immortal being. You're an immortal soul housed in what could be an immortal body. And the only reason it gets sick and dies is because it chooses to poison itself with non-loving choices. Anybody else?
Think a beautiful closing prayer and send out to the whole world synergistically. It would be a very quiet resounding of Loka Samasta. Breathing in.
Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Shanti, shanti, shanti.